Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Vandermeer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Vandermeer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Novikov. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Novikov. Joost reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gleason for the out. Frey moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vander Meer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCormick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. There goes Haas trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-1 in the game. Novikov hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Novikov moves to third. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vandermeer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a line drive towards short. Morello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a line drive into left field. Novikov settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards second. Frey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Frey. Morello moves to second. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a pop-up towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. Morello moves to third. Two outs. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Novikov hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Gleason throws it back to Hemsley, who tags the runner out. Morello scores. That run is unearned. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lee. McCormick scores. Haas moves to third. McCormick moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Reds. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hemsley is walked intentionally. Johnny Vandermeer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vandermeer is 0-for-2 in the game. Vandermeer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren strikes out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Stringer applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morello bunts towards first. McCormick fields the ball and throws to Vandermeer covering. Safe. McCullough moves to second. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lee takes first base on ball 4. McCullough moves to third. Morello moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hack strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. McCullough scores. Morello moves to third. Lee moves to second. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Novikoff hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morello scores. Two outs. It's 3-2. Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-3 in the game. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCullough is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy pinch hits for Johnny Vandermeer. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.